Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You'll find it the fourth commandment. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. It's yours. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. And I tell you that Sabbath starts Friday evening and it ends on Saturday evening. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready. That's your pen, paper, and pencil. For those of you who do not listen to my program, I have been off the air for a couple of months healing myself. God says that we are to rest. I guess my body was tired, so I have been resting and looking back and even reflecting on what it is that I say and do for the Father. Now, I know that I had a dream many years ago, and in the book of Numbers, you find in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, it says, I make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream, and that's what God gave me. A dream. He told me to feed his sheep. And I do that as long as I can. Listen, I want you to turn, after I leave this program, go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to my very first program. And I will tell you that I do this because God told me. It's nothing that I would be doing on my own, I would not be doing this. Now, excuse me, I had to burp. Let's turn to the Book of Wisdom. We turn to Proverbs chapter 7. Although I could say all of the books in the Bible are wisdom to me, especially if I don't know it. So I will be reading today from Proverbs chapter 8. But first, I want you to remember these things that's in Proverbs chapter 6. And these are the six things the Lord hates, even seven are an abomination unto him. I want you to read chapter 6, verse 16. It would tell you the things that God hates. He hates a proud look, a lying tongue. I'm saying lie. He hates someone that lies, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. So, in my very first dream that God gave me, he told me to feed his sheep. I didn't want him to say it like he told Peter, three times you would deny me. I didn't want to deny my father. And it says, a heart that devises wicked imagination, feet that are swift in running in mischief, and see, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Those are the 16 that God hates. And seven things. The seventh thing is an abomination to God. And what we do with Feed My Sheep show is to do what God tells us to do, and that is to stay out of mischief, a lying tongue, the Ten Commandments. We follow pretty much the Ten Commandments. And I believe that's why when I took off to rest, I did get sick. I got sick on the air, sitting here trying to read the Bible. Nonetheless, I would tell you, I did not have any pain. I sometimes may say things over and over again. That's because I forget. And they tell me that I have had a stroke, the doctors say. But I did not have any pain. And this is the first day that I am back since November 13th. And I want to start reading at chapter 8 where I left off. So let's do that. It says, doeth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth at the top of the high places by the way of the places of the past. Well, yeah, of the past. She cries. So wisdom is a she. She cries at the gates, at the entry of the city, in at the coming in at the door. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is, let me read that again. It says, she cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the door. Unto you, O men, I call, and a voice is to the sons of men. O ye wisdom, excuse me, O you simple, understand wisdom, and you fools, be you of an understanding heart. Hear, and I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be of right things, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, for there is nothing forward or perverse in them. Then, excuse me, verse 9 says, they are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to him that find knowledge. Receive my instructions, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. He says, receive his wisdom, his instructions, and not silver. And he says, knowledge, receive his knowledge rather than choice gold. Verse 11. We are in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, at verse 11. And we will continue reading until we finish verse 8. I am at verse 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and prudence is wisdom and or common sense, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. For fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil ways of the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I have them, I love them. Verse 17, we are reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, and I am at verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that hate me. Excuse me, let me read verse 17 again. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I don't want to read that again, but I will. It says, verse 19, my fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine silver, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness and in the midst of the path of judgment, that I may choose those that love me to inherit substance. And you know, substance is stuff and things like cars, houses, land, stuff like that, I think. That's substance, as well as speak what is known that is right. That's what I think substance is. Verse 8, number 21, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning and of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or everlasting of the earth was. There, when there were no death, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. That is wisdom, not me. I'm struggling, just trying to get this out to you. While as yet he had made the earth, nor the field, nor the high parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the fountains of the earth, then I was with him as one brought up with him, and I was happy daily in his delight. Now let me read verse 30 again. Then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitant parts of the earth, and my delight were with the sons of men. He therefore hearkened unto me. O you children, be blessed, and they that keep my ways, hear instructions, and be wise. Refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watches daily at the gate, waiting at the post of my door, and whosoever findeth me, that is wisdom, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. Thank God. I have finished reading to you chapter 8 of Proverbs. welcome to Sabbath School. Now I'm going to start where I left off, and that was in John chapter 18. Thank you very much for coming to Sabbath School with me. I am going to take a drink of water. Oh, Lord, I dropped my top. I don't want to waste my water. Excuse me while I take a sip. Let's read John chapter 18. You can read faster and better than I. Let me say a word of prayer. I didn't say that. Our Father in heaven, I cannot praise and thank you enough for calling me out of the world and telling me in a dream to feed my sheep. Father, excuse me, I am feeding your sheep. A lot of things in the Bible I did not know. I used to go to church on Sunday, but sitting at my home on the Sabbath day, as you have said, keep it holy. That was a guiding light in my life, to remember always to keep the Saturday holy and to try and follow your word in Leviticus and in Exodus, but all of your Bible is good. Read, I think it's a Leviticus 11 sheep. I want you to read. It tells you what foods that you should and should not eat. I thank you, Father, for letting us have life. I say in this prayer, I ask you to stop people from killing each other with their guns or their pistols. I ask you that in Jesus' name, and not just in Jesus' name, his name is Yeshua. Father, I thank you for keeping chemical and natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, where I am. I bless your name. Thank you for giving us your sheep a sane mind, a sane, sound mind with excellent health. In Yeshua's name, I pray that prayer. Thank you. Now, sheep, turn your Bibles to chapter 18, and I will try to read chapter 18 as fast as I can, and that's it. Tell you what God says here in chapter 18. It says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over to the brook Kidron, where was a garden, and into which he entered his disciples. Now let me start reading that over. If I cannot read chapter 18 to your understanding, you do it. I know you're smarter and read faster than I do, but how can I tell you How can I feed God's sheep when I don't know the words myself? So that's why I read the Bible to you. Now, I'm trying to feed his sheep. It says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over to the brook of Kidron, where is a garden. In which he entered, and his disciples. I messed up on that, but you read it. You know, I'm in King James in the book of John, chapter 18. And Judas was there also, which betrayed him, knew the place where Jesus oft times resorted thither. Thither means to that place with his disciples. Judas then, having received a handful of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came to that place with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, having all things that should come upon him, went forth and said to them, whom you see? And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas stood also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Verse 6. As soon as he had said to them, I am he, they fell backwards and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, who you seek? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 8. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. Verse 9, that you may feel, it says that, verse 9 again, excuse me. It says that saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them, that thou gavest me, have I lost none. And I think I read somewhere where it says that he lost the son of perdition, which is the son of perdition is the devil. Okay, let's go to verse 10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and smote the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus, but it says Malchus. And since I don't know the word, I will try to read the word to you as best as I can, and you follow along with me. Thank you for following with me. You could be someplace else. Especially on a Saturday morning, you could be in your bed sleeping. Then I'm at verse 18 and verse 11. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up their weapon into. No, he said, Peter said, hold it, I'm just getting mixed up. Bear with me. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up your sword into the sheath, the cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? That is to die for our, for us, to save us. We are his lost sheep. Then the men and the captain of and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Agnes first. Well, maybe that's Ananias first. And he, let me read verse 13 again. And led him away to Ananias first, for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it is expedient that one man should die for the Jews. Then Simon Peter followed Jesus and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest. I wonder which disciple was it. And Jesus went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spoke unto her that kept the door. And to her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, are you also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. That is, Peter says, I am not. Now, verse 18. Well, Peter is denying him. Verse 18. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coal, and he was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered them, I speak openly to the world. I even taught in the synagogue and the temple, whither the Jews always resorted. That is, where the Jews always went. That is, they went into the temple. And I have said, and in secret have I said nothing. Why ask you me? Ask them which heard me. Have I said unto them, behold, they knoweth what I said. And he said, let's see, and when he had said, and thus, and when he, and I'm trying to read this too fast, and when he had thus spoken, one of the officers stood and struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Answer you, the high priest." So, and Jesus said to him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of evil, but I have well, but if well," let me read that again. "And Jesus answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil, but if well, why smitest me, hit thou me? Why smitest thou me?" As Jesus asked, why hit me? That's what he's asking that soldier. Now Ananias had sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. And Simon Peter stood warm. Wait a minute. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. And they therefore said to him, And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, "Are not you also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Did not I see you in the garden with him?" Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew, that is, the rooster crowed. He said, the rooster said, "Cock-a-doodle-doo." Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, where it was early, and they said themselves went, not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, "What accusations bring you against this man?" They answered and said unto them, "If he were not a malefactor," that is, a criminal, "we would not have delivered him unto you." Then Pilate said unto them, "Take him, judge him according to your laws." The Jews therefore said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, that which was spoken, signifying that death he would die. Then Pilate said unto them, Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Sayest you this thing of thyself, or did others tell you of me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is the kingdom of not." Let me read that again. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. Now is my kingdom not from here." I mean, hence, that's his kingdom is not from here. Pilate said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest this, that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of truth hears my word." Pilate said unto him, "What is truth?" When he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, "I find no fault at all, but you have a custom that I should release unto you one on the Passover. Will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?" Then cried they again, saying, "Not that man, but Barabbas." Now, Barabbas was a robber. Oh, thank God I was allowed to try to read all of chapter 18, and I did finish reading it all. And let's have a closing prayer. Father, thank you for taking care of your lost sheep and protecting them from the evil one. The evil one is Satan. Thank you. In your surest name, amen. I'm trying to play the music. I have started playing the music. I thank you all of chapter 18. We will read next week, and I hope that I get better as the moments pass by. Read better to you next week. We will be reading
Father,
chapter 19.
Help your children. Don't let them fall
I want you to
by the side.
By buy my book
of the road
at Amazon.com. The broken
place. Love one another. That heaven might find a place in their heart. Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he and his wisdom will be our helping hand.